Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Ken. For Wednesday, September 15th, 2021, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill is the best dentist in the world. Call him, make an appointment. People doing it, the phone rings off the hook. The people at Today's Dentistry are ready to welcome you. It's what they do. 317-849-2933 is the number. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's talk about sports Indiana style. Let's talk about the Colts. The Colts signed Andrew Sendejo yesterday, free agent safety, been in the league a long time, since 2010. That was the year that Anthony Costanzo was drafted. So Sendejo, how much tread left on the tires? You know what? It could be significant because safeties, they age well in the NFL. We've seen it with Mike Adams. We've seen it with guys like Michael. We've seen others in the NFL play very well into their 30s. So Sendejo being a depth piece at safety might be significant for the Indianapolis Colts before the season is over. Like I said, he's played a long time. He's played with the Cowboys, the Jets, the Vikings, the Eagles, and the Browns. 75 starts over the course of his career. I love old safeties. So signing a guy like this, I think, can really be a nice locker room fit, as well as a nice field fit. We saw over the weekend against the Seahawks, the safety play was not good for the Indianapolis Colts. And so getting a vet who can kind of plug and play and spell Julian Blackman or Kari Willis a little bit is a good thing. They were thin at safety. Now they're not so thin at safety. I think it's a good thing. They also signed Anthony Coyle to the practice squad, the guard slash tackle. Participated in the Steelers offseason program at camp. Guard slash tackle means one thing. Not good enough to be a starting either guard or tackle. So again, another depth piece. You hope that a guy like Anthony Coyle, no offense to Anthony Coyle, but you hope that he never has to play. Morning. How are you, Neil? NFL ratings way up over year to year, up 7% in the top the first weekend, the opening weekend. Good morning, Alan. Most watched Monday Night Football since 2013. Of course, there was a triple cast. You had the ABC, ESPN, and ESPN2 broadcasts of Monday Night Football. So it stands to reason they would have more viewers. 15.3 million this past Monday. That compares not favorably to 2013. They had 16.5 million viewers, but every year since, it does compare favorably. I thought that the Manning cast on ESPN2 was absolutely phenomenal. Really, really fun to watch. First Monday Night Football game that didn't involve the Colts or the Bears that I enjoyed watching in a long, long, long time. As long as the Mannings are on ESPN2, I'm going to be a fan of Monday Night Football. That's just the way it is. Let's talk about the Colts and the Rams. Rams visiting Indianapolis this weekend. The former St. Louis Rams, current Los Angeles Rams, coming into town. How do they compare at the positions that are most important on a given Sunday. At quarterback, you've got Matthew Stafford for the Rams, who is really good in week one, and Carson Wentz, who is kind of good in week one. Somewhere between mediocre and good was Carson Wentz in week one. Matthew Stafford was really good. Matthew Stafford gets the check mark in the competition between the two quarterbacks. Yeah, we all hope Xavier Rhodes plays Sunday. We should hear from Frank Reich today about what's going to happen with Xavier Rhodes. We'll get an update on both he and Eric Fisher. Both guys, whatever you got to do, come on. Come on, get it right. Take the needle. Take some pills. Get the pain right. Go pay. What? Is that wrong? Whatever you got to do to get on the field, for God's sake, do it. We don't have any cornerbacks other than Xavier Rhodes. And for God's sake, we don't want to see Julian Davenport play football anymore. We want Eric Fisher. How about at wide receiver? The first wide receiver. All right, that's the most important. Right? Third wide receiver, whatever. You got Cooper Kupp for the Rams. You've got Zach Pascal for the Indianapolis Colts. I'm sorry. Zach Pascal is the guy for the Colts right now. Two touchdown passes in week one. Michael Pittman Jr., where was he? Yeah, Paris Campbell, where was he? I'll take Zach Pascal as the wide receiver one for the Indianapolis Colts. I'm taking Cooper Kupp in that competition between those two guys. How about defensive tackle? The best defensive player on each team's a defensive tackle. DeForest Buckner actually was not the best defensive player for the Colts in week one, but you expect him to be that over the course of a 17-game season. And Aaron Donald, one of the best, if not the best, defensive players in the NFL for the Rams. Donald gets the advantage here. Buckner, like I said, really not good in week one. Donald was really good in week one. How about a quarterback? This is getting tiresome for me. You got Jalen Ramsey for the Rams. I don't care what cornerback you're talking about for the Colts. Kenny Moore, according to Pro Football Focus, among all cornerbacks, 75 cornerbacks that were graded this past weekend, Kenny Moore, 69th. That's not good. Jalen Ramsey, among the best corners in the league, and so Ramsey gets a check mark. That's 4-0 if you're keeping track at home. How about at running back? You've got Daryl Henderson of the Rams against Jonathan Taylor. I give Jonathan Taylor the check mark despite the fact that Henderson was the better player this past Sunday, at least statistically. Edge rush, you've got Justin Hollins and Kwity Paye. Kwity Paye was really good week one, but Hollins had two sacks. He gets the check. How about punter? As long as we're comparing players, Johnny Hecker against Rigoberto Sanchez. This is one of the few punters in the NFL that Sanchez doesn't compare favorably to. Johnny Hecker, one of the best field position change guys in the NFL. Johnny Hecker's terrific. He gets the check. How about a linebacker? Darius Leonard. You figure, okay, Darius, he's pretty good. And so I give him the check over Leonard Floyd. That is a lot of checks for the Rams and not so many checks for the Colts. Colts, you know what? As a 4-point dog, you got to say, what's going on in Vegas? Why the Colts only a 4-point dog? Good morning, LJ. yay, three players. Yeah, right. The Rams are really good. They're good at the top of the roster. They've got good depth. Les Snead and Kevin Demoff have put together a nice roster. How about coaches? You know what? I'm sorry, Frank, but the Rams, at least right now, better coach team. That's the way it goes. And I don't like that. I wish that wasn't true. How about this? This is funny. Funny story on ESPN.com. Just crack me up. John Wall, the Rockets are trying to accommodate John Wall's request for a trade. John Wall's not going to play a lot this year. They're going young with the Rockets, and so the Rockets have agreed to try to move John Wall. Here are the problems. There are multiple problems. Three huge problems in trading John Wall. The former Kentucky product spent 8 months there, so Kentucky claims him as one of their own. Go figure, it's what Kentucky does. He is due $91.7 million over the next 2 years. That's $45.85 million over the next 2 years. That's a lot of jack for John Wall. He has averaged 28 games played in each of the last four seasons. 28 games. That's roughly a third of the basketball games that the NBA plays during a regular season, 82 games. John Wall available for roughly a third of them at $40-plus million a year. Who in their right mind is going to trade for him? And that's not all. The Rockets say that they are not interested in dealing a first-round draft pick along with John Wall in order to get somebody to take on that contract. Sure, here's what I'd like. I've got a Honda Accord, a 2020 Honda Accord. I'd like to sell it for $6 million. Is there anybody out there who wants to buy my Honda Accord for $6 million? I'm not taking less than $1 million for my car. So, what are you, out of your mind? What's with the Houston Rockets? What kind of a team is this, for God's sake? Go get Daryl Morey back as your general manager, for God's sake. We're not trading. Yap. Look, to take on T.J. Warren's contract, which was only $10 million, the Pacers got a second-round pick from the Suns. All right, as it turned out, not the greatest pick. T.J. Warren's going to be on the shelf for a while again this year. What's up with all the Seahawks fans that was at the Colts game? That was my first game I went to. You know what? Seahawks fans are ardent fans. If you ever get a chance to go see a Seahawks game in Seattle, it is a phenomenal experience. It is louder than you can imagine. Fantastic fans. The 12th man in Seattle is real. Colts fans, I'm sorry. Compared to Seahawks fans, you're a little soft. See, how about this? We had Lucas Oil Stadium's roof closed on Sunday. What was it, 80? It's too hot. I don't want to sweat. What's the matter with Colts fans, for God's sake? Rip the roof off that place and let's sit out in the elements and have some fun, for God's sake. Am I right? Of course I'm right. Let's go. Cubs won last night 6-3 in Philly. They need to win 15 of their last 17 to finish 500 for the season. You've got Mills versus Suarez tonight at 7:05. Great news for Cubs fans. The Cardinals right now with a narrow lead. I think they've got a narrow lead for the second wild card in the National League. You know what? Six games, Cubs cards down the stretch. The Cubs can wreck it for St. Louis and the Cardinals. Absolutely no. Braylon says absolutely no reason to believe they'll beat the Rams, and you're exactly right. There is no reason on paper that the Rams should lose to the Colts. So, you know what? It's not a bad idea to believe it's going to happen, because once you believe that you have figured out the NFL smites you, and you learn that you cannot figure it out. Every time, I mean every time, the NFL is undefeated in letting us know that we're not perfect in our evaluation of games from one Sunday to the next. I'm happy for Stafford. All things aside, he deserves a good team. Yeah, you toil in Detroit for the amount of time Matt Stafford did. You deserve some time someplace else with a potentially successful franchise. Let's celebrate some birthdays. I totally agree with that. Georgia product, really, really good dude. John Brasseur, happy birthday. Neta Ward, Russ Womack, Jerry Rickert, happy birthday. Joni Michaels, happy birthday. The great John Herrick, celebrating a birthday. Ryan Evans, Steve Butcher, happy birthday. And Jeff Brody, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. What is making all that noise in the kitchen, you ask? Well, let's take a look. It is a delicious fruit smoothie. Breakfast with Kent featuring breakfast. Nice.
Life. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.